Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm really happy to have Connor be a part of the show for many different reasons. His talent in handling all of these different things is great, but more than anything else, it's his perspective that belies his age can kind of help many of us who don't really understand these young people. And, you know, so we get frustrated because we think the young people don't respect the elders as much as, you know, maybe we used to have to respect our elders. And so they've got a different vibe, a different view of the world, as well they should, because it's a different world. And the world is forever changing, and in many instances, and none of us get to stay here and witness the changes of what happens in the life. But, you know, when you get a chance to see the changes happening in the world and in your and my lifetime, and then you turn around and you see young guys and young people like Connor who can explain those things, it's always good for all of us. So you know, Connor, so as you watch all these different changes manifesting themselves, and you come into this world and you see people from my generation who don't understand young people and why they commit suicide, and young people who people say have not even had a chance to live yet and they're ready to check out. You've already kind of explained. Is it because of a lack of love that they feel? Or is it because in many instances I've heard people say, well, these young people, they have these mindless looks on their faces as if their minds are somewhere else and not really dealing with what's happening today. Before we went to break, you brought up the fact of the technology and the advancement of it. Let's talk about the impact that's had on...
I think to make it something that's more palatable and more understandable, it's equivalent to how technology affected this, like in the 60s, like how the advent of TV affected the way that the young people then understood and knew about things like the Vietnam War, the Civil Rights Movement. Right, because we had this connection. I mean, there was radio that existed, but it wasn't visual, so you didn't really see exactly how people were being treated, how they were being oppressed. And with the advent of TV, you saw that, and that inspired an entirely different, you know, way of understanding and in perspective with baby boomers and Gen Xers. And it's equivalent now. It's just, I call it like the streams of content, right? Because instead of you have an entire generation that's watching the same thing, interfacing with the same, you know, with these same social issues, but now because of technology, I mean, you can go right now and follow the Twitter account of a news company that covers issues in countries all across the world,
right?
And understand that, like, that calamity isn't something that's specifically American. It's something that happens across the world, and America is a part of why it happens too, which is something that was still up for debate, you know, in the 60s. It was still a debate whether our interventionism is a problem, but like now everyone's incredibly cognizant of that, and everyone's cognizant of how it affects, how it can affect somewhere else, as we've seen with Afghanistan. And so it's like, that's the thing. I feel like there's just a lot more. There's a lot more issues that you're constantly being, you know, from this war to this issue to that issue that's constantly on your feed. And social media kind of, I think it does brainwash people to get people to use it continuously. And it's better to do it with younger people because they have more of a malleable mind. And that's a good thing because, like, my, you know, for me, for example, it's like using social media, using technology is so instant, so easy for me. But simultaneously, it allows for these larger companies with profit, you know, incentives to get you to use their platform more, right? To engage with more content, right? Because they want to sell your information, but they're not looking at the negative health, the mental health effects of that, which is that you disconnect from reality pretty much. You disconnect from being able to value the physical experiences you have. And so me as a young person, my balance right now is trying to like limit and balance as much as possible how much I'm in the digital space versus the physical space. Like hanging out, like it's a thing that you have to consciously do. And I think that's a good thing because it's showing like a lot of young people the value of community, but in a completely different way.
So, you know? So I know it can't just be me, but your perceptiveness at such a tender age is a gift, and you've been given this great gift to even at such a young age to see the world from that perspective, and it can't do anything but lead to a tremendous future for you, man. So I'm always enjoying, and I got to always remember that, you know, I got to make sure that I include you on a daily basis in subject matter and conversations that we have, because I think when people hear you, and I know it can't just be me, that they're just not believing that, you know, a guy at 20 years old could be that perceptive. But anyway,
well, thank you.
Always great talking to you, man. Yeah. Here's a subject, man, that and this just leads to where this nation is headed. And I know I get people who say, Earl, you're always talking about negative stories. I don't always talk about negative stories, but there are more negative stories out here, unfortunately, than people really want to hear. And but it just leads to where our nation is headed. And, you know, school board candidate says doctors helping trans kids should hang from a tree. Okay, so you're running for school board, right? Yeah, the lowest hanging fruit, the lowest elected position that there is, for the most part, is a school board member. And so a school board member is a person who should be, you know, concerned about what happens in the public school system that they are a part of, that in the community in which they live, whether their children go there or not. That is the role of a school board member. The role of a school board member is not to be saying doctors helping trans kids should hang from a tree. I mean, this is where we've come, man. This is where we are today. And so as Republicans have pushed lunatics like this woman to run for school board all throughout the nation, we've got lunatics running for school board and sprouting this kind of hateful language and conversation. What the hell does it matter to you as a school board member or trying to become a school board member? Who are you auditioning for? And so there's a whole segment of Republicans who have organized to take over public school boards across the nation. And, you know, that might not be such a bad thing unless they start talking like this.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people don't understand, like, just how terrible discrimination is, specifically in the trans community, and how I feel like with a lot of the political issues, a lot of the different groups and protected statuses that exist nowadays, that specific community, a lot of their problems have to do with certain people in power believing that they should, that they don't have a right to objectively exist, you know? And that's a bit more, I'm not, because every single, you know, type of person has their own, or group, you know, has their own specific history of oppression. But in this case, it's interesting. It's worse because it's like, because of these moral principles, right, that have no grounding in any practical reality, right? An entire subset of people on something as arbitrary as sexuality and what they want to become, right? Well, tons of hate and tons of oppression is being, and this is an example of that.
Well, but
right?
You're absolutely correct, but she's trying to speak from a moral imperative.
Exactly, and it's so hilarious. I don't want to say it's hilarious, but it's just inconsistent because how can you say that you're of the moral?
That's my point.
Exactly, that you're of the moral imperative when your entire philosophy is based on the idea of literally killing someone or literally making so people can't exist just because they don't want to have or their own relationship with their own sexuality, which doesn't affect anybody else.
Well,
I don't get that.
Well, and because. Well, God says, the Bible says, you know, you can pick those things out all you want to.
But where in the Bible specifically doesn't say that? God,
it doesn't. There's no. There is no such thing. And yet you've got people who walk around with their heads held high saying these kinds of things as if they're speaking for God Almighty, right? Exactly. Well, who are you? I'm a conservative. Okay, so you're a conservative. So what does that mean? Well, I don't think that there should be transgender people. Okay, so that's your opinion. That's all that is.
A lot of conservative people try to classify it as gender dysphoria or some form of mental illness, and that doesn't. And they like to say that, well, you know, if you think that you don't have an arm or something, then that means that you have body dysphoria. So if you think that you're biologically a separate gender, that means you're gender dysphoria. That doesn't make any sense because, like, in a lot of cases, a person decides to be trans, not they're aware of the fact that their biology is one way. It's more because of how they want to express their sexuality. Gender and sex are two separate things.
But I would say this. Whose business is it?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's not your business. You know, nobody tells you, about what you can do and what you should do with your own life. And if somebody dared say it, quote unquote straight people would have a fit. You know, you have no right to judge anybody. That's the reality of it. Mm-hmm. Because everybody who is here didn't bring themselves here, right? So, you know, whatever it is you feel about somebody else, keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
But don't be so nasty and arrogant to say what this lunatic woman had to say. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. It's